Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Kaser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal, railings, fences, yard signs, antiques, wheels, car parts, trailers, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. If you're in the market for that, please call Kaser Blasting and Coating at 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com, spelled K-A-S-E-R, KaserBlasting.com. There was some pop culture news yesterday, Sip, that I eye-rolled, like I'm sure you did as well, but it did take the world, not just Midway, the world by storm. That, of course, was the engagement of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. They might both be at the game tomorrow night, by the way. There's a chance. There's rumors that Travis Kelce will for sure be there. Can you imagine if Taylor Swift is at the Nebraska-Cincinnati game tomorrow night?
I don't know how to react to that. I guess
you'd have a chance to see her probably in the press box area.
My initial reaction, I guess, was whoa. No, it was whoa. But my second reaction is why would I care? I mean, it's what do you?
I don't expect you to care. I don't care either. I mean, it's amazing.
I don't know how to feel about it.
The reaction you see out there is just insane. It's insanity. Like, Ellie is she's a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like she saw the news and screamed yesterday. In the station. Like, she screamed in the station when she found out yesterday the news.
She screamed.
Yeah. She was getting coffee from, I don't know if it wasn't Luke, but somebody at the mill. And, like, she yelled / screamed when she found out the news.
What was
and
the
that
word?
Was not uncommon. Like, that was a the post by Taylor Swift that we're engaged, basically. It says, your favorite gym teacher and English teacher getting married, something like that.
I'll be darned.
Taylor Swift post. It took the world by storm. I don't care. You don't care. The world cares, though, so we're not like the world this one.
I don't want to get into a psychoanalysis here, but are you sure you don't care?
I don't care. Listen to her music. I'm not a Chiefs fan. Like, if I were a Chiefs fan, I might care. Like, yeah, Travis Kelce's my boy. I love him. I'm a Dolphins fan.
But you would want to know if they're engaged. You care on that level.
Right. It's important to know that, yeah?
Yeah.
Can't just keep that private. It's the biggest right now couple in the world, basically.
I would say this. I'm just trying to contribute to this conversation in some way.
You can.
I would say I am not a Kelce fan at all, but I don't mind Taylor Swift. Like, I dislike Kelce. I mean, part of it is, and I'm not going
to Raiders fan.
Well, that, and I'm not going to go all negative, but he just spit the bit in the Super Bowl. I mean, he just quit playing.
You didn't like how he kind of gave up.
Yeah, he quit playing in the Super Bowl. It tells me a lot about him. And then, but Taylor Swift, I did not know this. I did not know this about Taylor Swift until the break just now when Chris, the banker, and Dennis McSafety, we were having a conversation about this. I didn't know Taylor Swift started it as a country artist. You knew this.
Yeah, for many years.
You knew this.
Yeah. The switch to pop was probably, again, you're talking to a guy that's not a Swiftie, not really a fan at all of Taylor Swift. She's not horrible. Like her music, music is certainly it is listenable to.
No, you recognize her enormous talent.
I do. 100%.
Yeah,
it's just not for me. But she switched. I don't know, probably 2010 or 12. That time range to from country to
evolving.
Pop.
Okay,
let's go with that.
Yeah,
and then she's been mostly all pop ever since. But yeah, she started off country for sure.
Country-ish.
Like 2006, I want to say was her first real breakout.
Wow. So I didn't know. I can't say that I knew that, but I just recognize. Enormous. Calls?
You've got phone calls, Rudy. Who's on the line?
Oh boy,
I can't. He's right. I get phone calls about this. Apparently,
okay.
I guess T Swift and Travis Kelce caused phone calls on there. We got three calls coming in. I don't know
what is going on.
I don't know. Why are people calling the show?
I imagine there's going
to
be. No.
Why do we have three phone calls waiting to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
I wonder if someone's going to defend Kelce.
Oh, Wyatt wants to talk about the football game. Okay, we can talk about that.
Okay,
Wyatt. Wyatt's gone. Wyatt. Never mind. Wyatt did want to talk football, but not anymore.
He wants to talk about the Nebraska game.
Apparently so. Maybe he's so upset about this topic. He's like, we got to change the topic up. It's the biggest news in the world. Yesterday, I would say that was the world's biggest news yesterday was that.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
World. It was even like political. And it was, right. it was two people getting engaged. The biggest, hands down, pop star in the world is Taylor Swift. Yep. No one pushes back. She
is
hands
back.
Down the I'm biggest
not.
Musical star right now in the world.
I'm not pushing back.
It has
back.
Been for several years.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back at all.
And Travis Kelce is, again, bad Super Bowl, but has been a very, very good tight end
in
his career.
Yeah, he's talented.
Hall of Famer for sure. The question is going to be, again, is this couple, it did not distract the Chiefs at all. Like they still had very good years the last 2 years. They won a Super Bowl the first year they were dating. Lost it last year. Like, will the actual engagement distract the team? I see no reason for that to happen because
I don't
it
either.
Didn't distract them from winning the last 2 years.
I don't see it as a distraction. I think marriage can help some guys. I think it could help him. I don't understand why it would be a distraction. Why would it be a distraction? Unless Kelce for some reason makes it a distraction.
I credit him because he did make. He still had good seasons. I mean, it wasn't like he's getting older. He's going to slow down a little bit as a player.
Yeah. My only concern with Kelce is if he would become so eye-oriented that would become a distraction. You know, does he trend that way, in your opinion? Kind of a me guy? A little bit. I think he's a little bit of a me guy.
Maybe, but he's in when the game is being played, he's a great teammate. Like, he doesn't complain about, hey, throw me the ball every time. Like,
Didn't he get into it with Andy Reid on the sideline?
Yeah.
In a playoff game?
In a playoff game.
Yeah, where he wanted
when
the ball.
When they won the game, though.
He wanted the ball more.
Because they were struggling to score in the red zone.
Yeah,
he's a good red zone target. Like, Travis Kelce is one of the greatest tight ends to ever play football.
He is.
Ever.
I'm not going to push back on
so
that.
So, if he wants the ball more, sure, but he's not like someone that causes drama in practices or on the game. Like, you never hear any drama ever from Travis Kelce.
No.
And that's me saying I'm not a Travis Kelce guy. I'm complimenting him. He doesn't cause issues.
I recognize the significance of their engagement. I do. I'm not going to pretend I don't.
We have a quick phone call before we get to break. Wyatt has a question about the game, I suppose. Wyatt, you're on early break. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love the show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to start off by saying I am headed down to KC today, and I was just curious what you guys just thought it would be if we, for some reason, cannot beat Cincinnati. I know you guys don't like to use the term must-win game, but to me, this seems like a must-win game. I have Nebraska winning and covering the spread, but I'm just imagining the drive back if Nebraska somehow loses. Mm. and the vibes around Lincoln, and I think it could possibly derail the season. I'll hang up and listen on your guys' thoughts.
Well,
thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Wyatt. I've said either on the air or just to acquaintances that I feel like, I'm not trying to be alarmist here, if Nebraska loses this game, I think they're going to go 6-6.
That sounds alarmist.
I think that sets, here we go. It's the here we go again. If they win, which I think they will, like 9-3 is capable
this
year.
Let's drill down. Here's the deal with this conversation that I never understand. Okay, if they lose, you feel they'll go 6-6 because of the here we go again. Is it the here we go again of the fans, or do you think that's...
I think that hits the players.
Do you think it's the players?
It's a combination. We're all in this together. Like the players, a lot of guys have been through that type of season here in Nebraska.
You think they feed off fan energy, which they probably do.
Yeah, I mean, momentum is real.
Like, here's what my...
You're not playing Ohio. You're not playing Texas. You're playing Cincinnati. It's a formidable Power 4 team, but you are favored to win. You're not an underdog week one. Like we talked about, when you were the favorite, win the damn game. Nebraska... The stat Sean brought up, it's horrible. You're 0-6 your last four openers against Power 4 teams?
Last
right?
six.
That's terrible.
Here's the deal. I've thought about this, obviously, the possibility of Nebraska losing. Can't I sell you on... Don't... I just want to give the program, the coaches, the players, the support personnel, more credit than that a loss... automatically become 6-6.
I could be wrong. I'm just my prediction. That's my prediction.
Can't you put a little more faith into Matt Rhule and say, hey, if they lose, I could come back and win 9. I could come back and win 8.
They could, and I'd love to be proven wrong, but I have history on my side showing that Nebraska, with an early loss, has not fared well during the season.
You have history on your side of how far are you going back?
As long as you want to go.
Well, I don't count it. I don't think that stuff that happened early in the Scott Frost era or going back to Callahan affects this team at all. It affects you.
It does affect.
It affects you. It affects fans.
Yep.
But it doesn't affect Keona Davis. You know, it doesn't affect Dylan Raiola.
Let's say that I hope we don't have to deal with that conversation on Friday and next week.
It's a real conversation.
It is real.
There's a possibility of losing. There's no guarantees.
No.
That's why we love sports, right?
It's real drama,
yes,
real time.
No guarantees.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.